Race 3. Thursday the 13th. We've got it fairly late, actually, considering compared to the rest of our hitchhiking career. We left the house at 9:15. Kristen's mum took us up the M58, the quietest motorway in the country.
Officially, yes.
Up to the M6, where we were confident of getting a lift within a few minutes, maybe half an hour.
About 3 hours later, we, after having wandered around there for a bit and given up two unsuccessful stints at hitching on the same road, we figured, well, if Junction 26 is like this, let's head to Junction 27.
So we walked all the way along via some small roads on the side. It took us quite a while.
5-6 miles, was it?
I think it must have been.
Yeah, got through Shepperton or something, and eventually down to Junction 27, where we found ourselves pretty much on a motorway roundabout.
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
So we tried from one side for a bit. There was a guy actually asleep in his van that we asked if he'd give us a lift, and he wasn't going
the other way, apparently. We found I think it was a little road into a service station thing that we stood by, and some bloke coming out in a brand new van, stopped for us, still plastic on the seats. He was taking it up from Bristol to Ireland, and then he was going to hitch back down himself, so he gave us a lift up to the Lancaster services, which was very nice.
So in Lancaster we ate our lunch, which Christian and Connie provided for us. Thanks, Chris.
These crisps. Squash tomato, it wasn't squash when you put it in. Squash pear.
We haven't got time to describe every meal, have we?
Oh, really, didn't
we? Yeah, we hit and left for quite a while, actually. But
eventually I got us a lift. All the way to Carlisle.
All the way to, that was great.
Yeah.
In fact, the guy who gave us the lift probably went to Warwick University 20 odd years ago, isn't it? So
we need to talk about that.
He was in Cryfield, sadly. But he can't rest him. Yeah, he took us to Carlisle. We were very exuberant by that stage, but half four gone to Carlisle.
Yeah, only 12 miles from Carlisle up to Gretna. So we thought we can get into Scotland fairly quickly. Tried hitching out of Carlisle. Got more angry gestures and attempts to steal hats than we had anywhere else. And gave up. Started walking.
Yeah, we walked to Gretna. Can't be too bad. There are no words to explain just how bad it was. So let's just say that 10 o'clock in the evening, we made it past the Welcome to Scotland sign, one of the great moments of my life, I think. And then I just sat down and rang various friends and family. Most of mine were out. And we were very chuffed with that. So we tried to buy some haggis.
Nowhere was open. We ended up getting a Chinese from the only place open in the whole of Gretna. And then we bedded down in a large, comfortable looking bus shelter. Somebody walked past about half an hour later and checked us out. No, he saw us, didn't say a word, went back inside. Then we heard the tannoy go, not allowed to sleep here.
Yeah, can't sleep there.
So we went back into the country we'd just left.
We were quite between the Welcome to Scotland and the Welcome to England signs.
So technically, we were under nobody's jurisdiction and they couldn't move us our park bench.
So I was on a bench. You're near a bench.
On the ground.
Not the best night, but it would do.
Woke up again about 5 o'clock, waited until the sun dried the dew off our sleeping legs, got up about 6.
And still in Scotland.
End of day 3.